Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I saw a bunch of pickles at the market last weekend, and it occurred to me that pickles accomplish two things. First, they preserve some of our extra produce to use later. And second, they add such a kick to any plate that you dish out. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, is pickle making something any of us could try?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think it's one of the easiest things in the world to do. But just quickly, the two types, you have either the sort of traditional preserved or canned pickles,
mm-hmm.
or the what we call quick pickles or icebox pickles.
Right, yeah.
The canned ones are harder, I'm not going to lie, and not necessary, you know, unless you have a college dorm fridge
mm-hmm.
where you're not going to be able to fit anything. But because, you know, the canned ones you can leave in the basement for decades type of scenario. but the quick pickle is basically, that's kind of all I make these days because I do have plenty of room in my fridge. And since it's not something that's really hard to make, if you make a batch, which maybe could be four jars, you know, when they're done, you just make another four batch, you know, another batch of four jars. It's not a big deal. There's a couple of things that are very crucial. So there's always an acid component to making pickles. That's pretty much usually vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a sweet component, which pretty much is always sugar, you know, just plain white sugar.
Right, right.
And then there's the plethora of spices that go into it that, you know, that point becomes sort of your way to experiment and have fun. I think you can vary the vinegar you use. That'll change things accordingly. And also the amount of vinegar. There's things called like half sour pickles, which there's half as much vinegar as in a traditional picker, so
uh-huh.
not nearly as sour. But the whole idea is, you know, you create a brine, which is basically the acid, the sweetness, and the spices. And then you add to it what you want to pickle. Now, obviously, in this country, we use pickle as the default for cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
But I pickle everything and anything under the sun.
Oh, really?
yeah. I actually, one of the fun things, if you know the traditional dish of melon and prosciutto.
Sure, sure.
I have pickled cantaloupe and I have pickled honeydew, and serving it with prosciutto, it's better than the regular.
Oh my, I'll have to try it.
You know, it's a great pickle. But anyway, all you do is heat the brine up and then add what you want to pickle. And depending on the density, like cucumbers are pretty soft. So really, once the brine comes to a boil, I shut it off. Things that are a little tougher, like beets or celery, which I often, you have to boil a little longer till they're soft.
Yeah, yeah.
And then turn it off. And you just let it sit and come to room temperature. And then basically get some jars with some tight sealing lids and fill them up with both whatever you've pickled and brine. Seal them up, put them in the fridge, and you can certainly eat them the next day. But I find a week or two later, they're best.
Jerry, you mentioned the little add-on things. What are some good examples?
Well, obviously, dill pickles requires a whole bunch of fresh dill.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
The bread and butter pickle, that yellow color comes from turmeric.
No kidding.
Which is a traditional addition for bread and butter pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Usually there's things like mustard seed, bay leaf, black peppercorn.
Right.
If you like your pickles spicy, you can add Calabrian chilies or crushed red chili flakes. Again, sky becomes the limit when you're making pickles.
Oh, boy, we'll have some fun. We're going to put all this on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.